Assailants attacked a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, on Friday, setting off explosions and opening gunfire. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service that they heard two or three blasts near the Hyatt Hotel Friday evening. Initial reports said the assailants attacked the hotel with suicide car bombs before gunmen went inside. A police officer told Reuters News Service that one car bomb hit near the hotel and another hit the hotel's gate. One witness said a gun battle was going on inside the hotel with security forces trying to fend off the attackers. Reuters news agency reported at least nine people were wounded. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the blasts. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's upsetting that Indonesia has reduced the prison sentence of the bomb maker in the Bali attack that killed 202 people in 2002. If he's granted parole, Umar Patek could be freed within days. Albanese says the potential release would cause further distress to families of bombing victims, most of whom were foreign tourists. He said he will continue to make diplomatic representations to Indonesia on the matter. Indonesia often grants sentence reductions to prisoners on major holidays, and Indonesian officials said Patek met all the legal requirements. The decision on whether he will be granted parole, however, is still pending. In the United States, Walmart is expanding abortion coverage for its employees. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Walmart, which is the nation's largest employer, is expanding its abortion coverage for employees after staying largely mum on the issue following the Supreme Court ruling that scrapped a nationwide right to abortion. In a memo sent to employees, the company says its health care plans will now cover abortion for employees under several circumstances. Those include when there is a health risk to the mother, rape or incest, ectopic pregnancy, miscarriage, or lack of fetal viability. In Arkansas, where Walmart is based, abortion is banned under all circumstances unless the procedure is needed to protect the life of the mother in a medical emergency. There are no exceptions for rape or incest in Arkansas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.